Welcome to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Wherever you are and whatever's happened in your life, God is calling you to something greater and something higher. On The Calling each week, we hope that you learn more about your own calling by hearing the calling of others. Today with us, we have the pastor from Cookeville First Baptist Church, Scott McKinney. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Your story sees you serving in ministry every week at Cookeville First Baptist, but your story with Jesus starts a whole lot sooner than that. Do you remember the exact moment that you decided to follow Jesus?
I do, John. I remember I was 31 years of age and was raised in a Christian home as a kid, so thankful for that. Thankful that I had that foundation growing up, and actually, I went to church regularly. We went every week growing up, and I witnessed as I was growing up some people in my life that I was really close to that would talk Christianity and talk religion, but they didn't really live religion. They didn't live what they taught. They lived differently Sunday than they did the rest of the week, and it was a frustration to me growing up. I'm kind of a black and white guy, and if you say it, you should mean it, and you should live it. But I witnessed people just kind of live different than they taught, and it frustrated me in religion to watch people not live out their faith, but live what was comfortable to them. And I kind of walked away from the church, honestly, from the age of about 18 when I graduated from high school and went to college. Church was only a part of my life if I came back home, if I was with my family or some special occasion. And then when I got married, I married a woman who was a really good woman and would tell you she was a Christian. I would tell you I was a Christian because I'd been to church, had a Christian background. But really just more or less of a religion, not a relationship with Jesus. So both of us would say we didn't believe that there wasn't a God. We believed there was a God. We believed that everything that Christians would believe about God, we believed about God, but we just were not in a relationship. And if we went to church growing up, or even in our early years of marriage, we would go to church just to kind of hang out with friends and be a part of that with them, that moment. But really no real living for Jesus in our life. Not that we were bad people. We were just not in a relationship with the Lord. And at 31, which again, before that, somewhere in my 29, 30, somewhere in that range, I began to recognize that I had a lot going on in my life, a lot of good stuff going on. I had a great wife, had two great kids, was blessed. I had a great business aspect, had owned four businesses. Wow. And was really just enjoying the, if you will, the American dream. But there was something that was continually missing in my life. I felt like I would ride from one high to a low to a high to a low, back and forth, and nothing constant. And really, looking back now, I see I just didn't have much joy in my life. And I was searching for what God would do with my life, I guess, this was what looking back I see. And I picked up a Bible one day. I was at home by myself one evening, and I picked up God's Word. And I had not done that in a long time. So I began to read in the Gospels, and I just began to read these stories of how Jesus did so much in so many different people's life. And I was sitting there taking all that in, and as I thought through that, I said, Lord, if you did all of this for all these people, and it's amazing what you did for them, would you do something like that for me? And I don't really know. I didn't know then what I was asking. I just wanted something different. I wanted something to complete me that was not completing me. I wanted whatever was missing. I wanted to find that, and I felt like he was a good place to start. So I told him then. I remember sitting there. My salvation prayer was not at the front of a church. It could have been, but it was not. It was sitting in my recliner at my house one night, and I said, Lord, I've lived 31 years of my life for me. If you'll give me life and breath tomorrow, I'll live it for you. Hmm. I was very honest at that moment. I said to God, I clearly do not understand what that means. Just be clear. I'm just going to do what I can
sure.
to live for you, and you'll have to show me all the way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't long. My wife came home. She had been on a business trip. She came back home, and I told her, I said, hey, this happened. And my life began to radically change. I led my family to church. We started going to church regularly. And as I said, my wife was a good woman. She would have claimed Christianity. She was raised in a Christian church and home, but just was not attending either. She looked at me a couple months later and says, "Scott, I know what you've got. And if I see what I'm seeing in your life and I look at my life and compare it, I'm not living the Christian life. And I feel that God's calling me to salvation." So, she got saved, there just shortly after me. And we've had an amazing journey together living for Christ. And it's been a whole different world.
Sure.
Since 31. I'm 53 now, so 22 years. June the 23rd will be 22 years for me of living with the Lord.
So when you feel, when you look back and you see when the Lord called you to salvation, and you look at your life now as the pastor at Cookeville First Baptist, what was the first step to your life today? Like, what happened next after the Lord said, "Okay, Scott, it's time to be saved"? What happened next? What'd you do?
Well, I began to live life differently. I knew there were things in my life that were not right, that were sinful. I was a guy that would be at the bar pretty regularly. I would do that regularly, and I quit drinking immediately. Mm-hmm. In fact, this year, June 23rd, be 22 years without a drink.
Wow, praise the
Lord. And God delivered me from that and other things, but just attitudes and lifestyles that were not in line with God's will. I didn't know all that immediately, but having a church background as a kid helped me know more of how I was supposed to live for the Lord, and I just began to apply that, and there was a stark difference. I mean, my friends knew that I was different.
Sure.
I got involved at a church there locally. We drove like 20 miles to church every day, every time we went, and it was a sacrifice, really, to drive that far to church in our world, because there were churches on every corner in Georgia where I live, but to drive that far. But there was a man there preaching the Word of God, and I just couldn't get enough of it. I wanted more. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to learn how I could live my life better. So I did that. And that's what it looked like. I mean, life began to change. I began to walk with the Lord, and I began to use my testimony and what God was doing in my life daily as I read his word, studied his word, learned from him, and lived my life. I began to talk to other people in my businesses about what God was doing in my life.
Mm. More with Scott McKinney when we come back right after the break. Welcome back to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. On our show this week, we have Pastor Scott McKinney from Cookeville First Baptist. Scott, right before the break, you were talking about feasting on the Word, hearing the Word of God preached by a man of God, and just couldn't get enough of that. From that point, what did it look like to get into professional ministry? What was that process like?
Well, John, first of all, I'd have to say I never, ever would have in a million years, I believe, scripted or thought that I would wind up preaching. I was in a business world. I really enjoyed what I did with the businesses that I was a part of and owned. I loved what I did. I was passionate about what I was doing. And I said I would just use my calling to be a Christian as an opportunity to lead other people. I got really bold in my faith, and I shared my faith on a regular basis. In fact, I would look for conversations with people when they were in the office or when I was out in the workplace. I would look for opportunities with people they'd key a word. They'd say, "Well, what a pretty day." And I'd use that as a launching pad to hopefully engage in a conversation about what God was doing in my life. I had an ulterior motive. I wanted to talk about Jesus. Sure. And I found out that a lot of people really want to talk about Jesus. Mm-hmm. They just don't know that they can or what's safe. Mm-hmm. So I found a lot of people wanted to hear more and wanted to have conversation. And I had a guy I sold equipment, and it was one of the businesses I was in. And I had a guy that he bought quite a few pieces of equipment from me. And we talked very first time we met. I told him about my relationship with the Lord, and he told me about his. So we built a brotherhood there where every time we would talk, he would call me regularly, and he'd say, "What's God doing in your life?" And he knew me to be a young Christian. young in the faith. So we would talk, and it was a good conversation. I had such freedom to share with him. And his name was Mark. And so Mark called me one Monday morning, and he said, "So what's God doing in your life?" And I told him. And that particular Monday was a little different because Mark said, "Okay, good, you're ready." And I said, "Ready for what?" He said, "You're ready to preach." And I said, "Oh, no, you have the wrong guy." He said, "No, man, I need you to preach this weekend." I said, "Okay, there's a problem. You are a podiatrist and not a preacher. And I am a salesman and not a preacher. What is this conversation about?" And he said, "No, you don't understand. I'm a podiatrist. But on the weekends, I go around, and there are certain churches in certain seasons that I lead as an interim pastor. And I have to be out of town this weekend. And I was praying this morning, and God said that you would preach for me." And I said, "You had indigestion. There's no way God said that I was going to preach for you. I've never led a Sunday school class. I'm just one-on-one." He said, "You are ready." And so I did not know what to do with that. I told him no. He called me back on Tuesday, and he was persistent. He said, "God told me you're going to preach. You have to preach this weekend." So I was not good. I did not feel comfortable in front of people. Large groups really, really scared me. So I was really concerned about this, but I decided that, okay, I can't get away from this. I'm going to do it. So I called a buddy of mine. I said, "What do you do if you have to preach a sermon you've never preached before?" He said, "Well, wherever you're studying in the Bible," because you're doing a daily Bible study, right? And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Wherever you are in the Bible studying right now is where you should preach from, because God's got you there for a reason, and he'll teach from there, and he's teaching you from there. He'll use that in other people's lives." Well, I just happened to be in the book of Leviticus.
Oh, my.
Oh, joy, you know? So my first sermon was from the book of Leviticus.
Wow.
And I think if you preach from Leviticus for your first sermon, you're destined to be a pastor.
That's the truth. I can believe it.
I remember standing in that day. I remember standing in the pulpit. I was so nervous going that I was sick. My wife had to drive the rest of the way. Couldn't finish the drive. It was about an hour and a half away, hour and 15 minutes. And when I got there that morning, I was preaching. I literally felt that I heard within myself during that time, "This is what I created you for." Mm. And I struggled with that call for quite some time afterwards. But I knew that God had done something in me that day, that there was a call in my life that I could not walk away from.
I'm reminded of that cliche that we hear so often, but it's a cliche because it's inherently true. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
Amen.
And whatever God's calling you to, he's going to equip you for. He's not going to call you to anything and leave you out on the ledge. He's going to give you what you need to do, what he asks you to do.
Exactly.
More after the break on The Calling with John Nichols. Welcome back to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Today on our show, we have Pastor Scott McKinney from Cookeville First Baptist Church. Scott, we have talked about how you came to the Lord, talked about how you were called to preaching and how God equips, even in the book of Leviticus,
right?
Which I really enjoyed as a preacher. I really enjoy that. You know, one of the questions I always love to ask personally to church leaders is, how do you practice spiritual disciplines in such a way that it keeps your relationship with the Lord fresh? You know, it keeps the well moving in
right.
your heart.
Well, John, that's a very good question. You know as well that ministry is demanding, and it has a lot of aspects to it, for sure. We as pastors have to, as our calling leans us to, we're going to stand before people and lead people on a regular basis, sometimes multiple times a week in multiple different conversations. And it may be in the office setting or it may be from the pulpit setting, but you are constantly pouring out into the lives of other people. And in order to pour out in the lives of others, we have to be poured into. Mm-hmm. So it is easy, because we all live in a busy world and life is very fast paced. There has to be a discipline in my personal life to take time for the Lord. And life gets busy. This conversation could last a long time and I could go several different ways, but I know that over 20 years of ministry, that I've been involved in now, there have been seasons of great filling and seasons of great outpouring. Mm-hmm. And it may not be that I wanted it to be that way, but I just, life demanded, the ministry demanded me to either be involved and engaged in lots of funerals or lots of different ministries, and it got really fast. And you find that the times when you get up in the morning and you just go at the work without going to the Lord, you find yourselves really getting dry. And I mean, sometimes in my mind, it's like, oh, I have so much to do today. And one thing that I've learned through 20 years of walking as a pastor with the Lord is that I look at Jesus, as we all should, as the Redeemer of all things. He is the Redeemer of the human. He is the Redeemer of our heart. Mm. He redeems us. And the one who created us, that redeems us, can certainly redeem our time if we'll let him have the time. So we have to position ourselves with him every day. And the days that I do that best and longest, the best I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm full. I'm ready. I find myself many mornings when I take extra time and just sit before the Lord and say, Lord, I have no agenda. I just came to be with you. And maybe I open the Word and I begin to read. Maybe I begin just a conversation in prayer where I may sit and listen. But the time that I spend with the Lord faithfully before him, though I'm the guy who's watching the clock sometimes, time's a ticking, I've got to go. When I pause and just let God be God in my life, he pours into me, he teaches me, he says things in those moments, and he shows me things in his Word in those moments that are so valuable later that day or later that week. Mm-hmm. So I found that, and I would go to a scripture reference in John chapter 15, where verse 1 through 5 have very much so impacted my life in the last few months. I was on a sabbatical for a period of time last year, at the end of last year, and these words, I just walked through one word at the time over and over and over in my heart, because it was something God wanted to show me and teach me there. But as I was doing and learning through this text, Jesus says, I am the true vine. And when Jesus says, I am the true vine, that means there are many vines out there. We can connect to a lot of things. We can connect to friends and family and work, and you could make a long list, but we can connect to many things, and that can really be our, what we think of or perceive to be our source for encouragement, for acceptance, for whatever. But Jesus says, I am the true vine. So we are called to abide in him, which is a great connection. We're to connect to him. And he says, my Father, speaking of God, is the vine dresser. So God is calling us to connect to the vine, Jesus, to let the Holy Spirit be the source within us that fills us. And then God is going to take us and place us or prune us, depending on what needs to be done in our life, mm-hmm. for growth and production. And in our world today, I find that we are so committed to production. Everything in our life, whether it be your business person, whether it be your parent, or whether you're a student, production, you have to produce. Everything's built around producing in this world. And if we're not producing, then we don't think we're valuable. But God says our number one is not producing. Our number one is connecting. Mm-hmm. And when we connect to him, he's in charge of the production. He brings the production. So I've learned in my own personal life, and that has to come first, that in order for me to be a pastor, I've got to personally be with the Lord. I've got to connect to the Lord. If I'm going to have anything to give, I've got to grow, mm-hmm. and I've got to be connected to him.
What would you go back? That's such good stuff. What would you go back and say to your first year pastor self? If you could go back and give that guy some advice, now 20-something years later and all the ministry that you've done, seen successes, failures, all that, what would you go back and tell that person? And then what would you tell our audience?
Well, John, I don't know that I would go back and tell him anything. I might go back and learn from him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to turn the question, but one of the things I noticed when I was my first year pastoring, I mean, I was a country boy raised in rural Georgia, and I didn't know much about the Word of God. I mean, I was learning every day. And that made me have to sit before God and pursue him for everything. I mean, I was like desperate. Like, God, if I go to preach this weekend, you don't show up, it's going to be horrible. Like, I may not say anything of value. God, if I go into this meeting and you're not there, it's going to be bad. So I learned, really, when I look back at that first year, as I grew through ministry, I think there were times in life I felt like I had this. Like, I've learned. I've been through seminary now. I've got a doctorate. I'm supposed to know how to do. I got this. So I would go back and remind myself, no, you don't. He's got this, and you need him. So I would pursue him. I think it would lead me to pursue him more. And I would tell the audience that pursuing God is the most important aspect of our life. If we are not pursuing God, we're pursuing something. We really are. And the kingdom we build here, we're going to lay down and walk off from one day. It will not go with us. It will not carry. But we are eternal beings created for an eternal relationship. So I would tell them, pursue God. Pursue that connection. Seek him. Because he says, if you seek me, you will find me.
And the good news is, wherever you're at, you can pursue him.
Amen.
There's not a place that you can't start pursuing the Lord from.
Right.
Wherever you are and whatever has happened in your life, God's calling you to something greater and higher. Our hope is that you know more about your calling now. This is The Calling with John Nichols. Thanks so much.